Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
Question for this afternoon is very simple, right? It's on our Facebook page. If you could live in any fictional home, which one would you choose? Comes on the back of the fact that if you had the small amount of 96 million rand, 5.25 million US dollars, the Home Alone house is currently on sale.
Yeah.
So if you want McAllister Mansion, we were joking earlier, you don't need to put security in, you know how to defend it already. It's yours. You can have it. It's just outside Chicago, and it's up for sale. It's a nice looking house too.
Such a nice looking house. The interior is obviously by a neat and by mooi oorgedoen. But Rob mentioned that we have this up on our Facebook page, Jacaranda FM. What fictional house would you want to live in? And Hendrik sent us a reply of the rising sun.
I mean, New Orleans is kind of cool.
Dibs on the house of the rising sun for Hendrik.
Somebody else in the office said, definitely, a pineapple under the sea.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Where's yours, Mackenzie?
Mine?
Do you have a fictional house you'd like?
So, I quite like Downton Abbey. Shoot for the moon. Shoot for the moon. Downton Abbey. Yeah, I will in Downton Abbey bly. Maar al die mense wat wel werk, moet steeds daar werk. Hulle moet nie die drama veroorsaak nie. I just want to live in Downton Abbey. Want wie kan daai huis skoonmaak? There's a lot to do. So if it's not going to come with the staff, then maybe not. And if we're going like with houses that I've seen on TV shows, they're probably, it's not fictional. But I think any house in any season of Selling Sunset.
Oh no, those don't count. They're real.
They don't.
And they're for rich people. No, they don't count. Fictional houses.
But the McAllister, okay.
McAllister Mansion, I mean, okay. You know what I mean. It's fictional.
Annerie says she wants to live in the Jetsons house.
Listen, there's a good one.
That is a really good one. Rhino say, Wayne Manor. Bat Cave, baby.
The Bat Cave. Can I have Shrek's cottage? Stay out of my swamp.
Don't you know him? You chatted to him a couple of years ago.
Yes, we had Shrek in an interview before the Rugby World Cup.
Yes, yes.
It's great radio.
Yeah, so maybe you
very
can
serious.
Go. Armand said the Golden Girls house. Henny says
the Golden Girls house.
Yes.
Armand, I imagine you can have lekker braais at the Golden Girls house.
I tell you, so lekker. And on those couches, sitting and drinking wine and chatting nonsense about other people. Henny say South Fork. Do you know South Fork?
No.
South Fork is the ranch from Dallas.
I mean, if you want space to ride a horse, I get it. Fair enough. Fictional houses. Since the Home Alone house is on sale, which one would you most want to live in? I've shotgun Shrek's cottage. The question this afternoon, very simple. If you could live in any fictional house, which one would it be on the back of the Home Alone house that is currently for sale?
Yeah. I've chosen Downton Abbey. Rob wants to live in
Shrek's cottage.
Shrek's cottage in the swamp.
Get out of my swamp.
Soveel boodskappe wat deurgekom het. Eben sê hy wil in die huis bly van Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That's a good one.
That is a nice house.
That is really a good one.
Corneille sê hy soek die huis van Orkney Snorkney.
Iconic.
But they must all be decorated exactly the way they are in the show.
Exactly.
Or the movie or whatever. Devolt says Mr. Burns' mansion in The Simpsons.
That's a good one. That is a good one. The Simpsons house also looks nice. Nice and comfortable.
Proper family home.
Yeah, like a town.
Especially
nice neighbors.
Dog. Yeah. Close to schools. Why would you not want to live there? Have you seen any others that you like? I've seen a bunch on this list.
Yes, and so many coming through on the Facebook page as well.
Ash says Dexter's Lab.
Oh, Linda on the Facebook page says she wants to live in Matilda's house. Onthou jy Matilda?
Ek probeer nou dink die movie,
The movie, the flick verwerking van die Roald Dahl book. That is actually like a pretty cool house. Like even like her parents were nutty and zany and whatever, but her house was pretty cool.
Devolt wants to live in Ned Stark's castle in Game of Thrones. I don't want to live anywhere near Game of Thrones.
It's always cold there. Isn't winter coming?
Winter is here. Also, I like my head where it is. Thank you very much.
Maggie says she wants to live in the Hobbit house.
Yes, couple of Adrian say Bilbo's a hobbit hole.
Yeah.
Alice in New Zealand, you can go quip.
Courtney says Adam's family house.
Listen.
Do you know who would love to live in the Adam's family house? And I will call her now to find out if I'm right. Danny Painter.
100%.
That is 100% her aesthetic. she would want to live there in that Adams family house with you, Courtney.
I like Matthew's suggestion.
Mm?
Magnum PI's house in Hawaii.
Oh, yes, please.
Iconic.
Yeah.
Nobody said the Disney castle yet. I could do the Disney castle.
Do you know which Disney castle I would want to live in? Jy wil in die swamp bly weg van almal af?
Ja.
Elsa.
Elsa
daar was sy na die hemel toe gaan, daar Frozen kasteel.
I still haven't seen Frozen. Am I the only one?
Oh, my word.
I don't know what that castle looks like.
The first one.
Any of them.
No, actually, I'm done.
She has her face in her hands at the moment.
I'm retiring. This is officially my notice period is 20 minutes. I shall no longer be on the show.
Is that the most child-free thing I've ever said?
Rob!
What fictional house would you most like to live in? That is the question that is on our Facebook page at the moment. The Home Alone house is for sale, 96 million rand, and it's yours.
That's the question that's on the Facebook page. My question is, how have you never seen Frozen, Rob?
We'll get on to this another day. But 0848500942. Any fictional place to live, where are you picking?